Caesars removes perks for diamond-level VIP gamblers. In a move that has angered many of its high-roller patrons, Caesars Entertainment has announced significant reductions in the hours and services offered at its VIP lounges in Atlantic City. It's the latest move designed to increase shareholder value despite record revenue. Laurel lounges lose luxuries. The Laurel lounges, which were once exclusive havens for diamond-level and above Caesars Rewards card members, are now only open 3 days a week and have discontinued hot food service. This news has sparked outrage among loyal customers who feel deceived by the sudden changes and growing dissatisfaction with the overall return on their gambling investments. The decision to scale back VIP lounge amenities aligns with Caesars Entertainment's broader cost-cutting measures implemented in the post-COVID era. The company has identified players' lounges and buffets as areas where operational expenses can be reduced. However, the timing of these changes has been met with criticism, as many Caesars Rewards members believe they were lured into spending more money by the prospect of enjoying VIP perks. Social media has been abuzz with negative reactions to the Laurel lounge cuts. Players have posted images of half-empty snack bowls, accompanied by scathing comments directed at Caesars Entertainment's management. This backlash is part of a growing trend of public criticism against major casino operators, including Caesars and MGM Resorts International. They face accusations of prioritizing shareholder value over customer satisfaction. Waterworth Diamonds, expensive costs for parking, controversial resort and service fees have further fueled the discontent among casino patrons. These fees, along with the increasing prevalence of unfavorable gambling options, have eroded the perception that casinos offer a fair and rewarding experience. The $10 bottle of water, a symbol of excessive pricing, has become a widely shared meme among disgruntled gamblers. Caesars Entertainment's decision to curtail VIP lounge perks has highlighted the growing disconnect between casino operators and their most loyal customers. While cost-cutting measures are understandable in the current economic climate, the abrupt and seemingly disingenuous implementation of these changes has eroded trust and loyalty among VIP gamblers. Caesars and other major casino operators will need to carefully consider the impact of such decisions on their customer base and reputation if they wish to maintain their position in the competitive gaming industry.